So they were, Sealand was hiring, basically, is how you, you started up. Well, they were the ones with the job openings, the most job openings.
Well, hell, there were so many. They had that Vietnam War going out there shipping. They just couldn't get enough people, you know. But they did. When I went to work for Sealand, they had six ships. And and they got up to a fleet of, well, all their foreign flagships and everything was probably 75 ships. They had about 45 ships under the American flag at one time.
And that's mostly because the government kind of relied on them for the Vietnam War?
Vietnam War helped them, yeah. It was a big trade with them. But, you know, they never were subsidized. They were not a subsidized company.
Yeah, they just got called up to...
Yeah, and they'd done a lot of innovations. They got a lot of these old World War II ships like T-2 tankers and C-2s and C-3s and converted them into container ships.
Uh-huh. So you started, did you say 62? When you started 62 with Sealand?
66.
66, okay. Yeah. So not too much before before they got called up for Vietnam. Vietnam War.
Yeah, they were long about that time. They started running out to Vietnam, and they just got they must have got 35 ships between 1966 and 1968.
And did you start going making trips over there to Southeast Asia at all?
No, I never did go to Southeast Asia, but I made a lot of trips. I've been to the Far East. I was on these ships here. I was on the trade when we went out to Japan and what have you. I never went to Vietnam on these ships. And I was mostly running in the North Atlantic, and that became a big trade with them. One thing's a little inaccurate about that legend up there.
Yeah.
They said that them ships were top speed of 33 knots.
Yeah.
No, we maintain a 33-knot schedule on those ships. Those ships would do 42 to 43 knots. Mm-hmm. And that was in the North Atlantic and the North Pacific. Well, they hold speed records for cargo ships. For not the U.S. has got them a little bit in the Atlantic, but they held the records for cargo ships. They had 135,000 horsepower engines. We burnt 600 tons of fuel a day, 4,000 barrels of fuel a day.
And that's why they kind of slowed them down at some point, right? Because they were
burning so much fuel. Yeah, they did. They slowed them down to 27 knots. You could do 27 knots on one bar. We shut one bar down. You could get 27 knots on the. And those ships would go astern at 25 knots. Mm-hmm. They had tremendous engines, twin screws. They were beautiful maneuvering ships, too, maneuvered great. And of course, when they built those ships in 1972, fuel was $2.80 a barrel. You had to carry 1,700 tons of fuel up that number one deep tank to keep the bow down. Mm-hmm. It's just the cost. We was making 12-day trips to Europe and back, and it got where it was over $2 million in fuel. Mm-hmm. That time, you know, the economy wasn't near what it is now.
Yeah.
That was a lot of money.
Right.
The price of fuel oil they built these ships never was a consideration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wound up fluctuating.
Yeah, and I've done the speed trials on the Galloway for the Navy when we turned them over to the Navy.